So the Northern Soul podcast is back, the new music podcast, of course. I'm your host, Lucy McNamara. There has been a hiatus, but I'm happy to say we are back. There's loads of great music we want to play you. So this month we're talking to The Blinders. They're a new band. But first, as always, on this PRS licensed podcast, we will be playing you some new tunes. So here goes. And don't forget, if you want to get involved, tell us about your music, then please do. You can tweet me on @Lucy_McNamara. Now it's time for Ghost Poets. One of the newer tracks from Fleet Foxes, that was Fool's Errand. This is, of course, the Northern Soul podcast. Before that, I played you Ghost Poet. He has two Mercury Prize nominated albums under his belt now. His 2011 debut album, A Peanut Butter Blues and Melancholy Jam, introduced him as a spoken word poet with sparse beats, waxing lyrically on the dark side of city living. Apparently, I didn't write that. That was Dopamine If I Do. He says he wrote this for the struggling minds trying to make sense of an ever increasingly technologically connected but lonesome world. And that is from his fourth album, Days and Canapes. Definitely one to check out. It's time now to meet the Blinders.
I'm Charlie from the Blinders, play bass guitar. I think it's just about 2.5-3 years really from our first show in Doncaster. We moved to Manchester around, 2.5 years ago now, and since sort of moving to Manchester, things have really sort of taken off, if you like, and I think that sort of defined our sort of progress, if you like, sort of since being in Manchester. But obviously we're originally from Doncaster, and that sort of started about 3 years ago really.
How long have you guys been going now?
We've all known each other since secondary school really, sort of played in school bands. And it's sort of really when we sort of went to sixth form, and it's just kind of that point where sort of it all time to start a band essentially.
So how has it changed things, like coming to Manchester? I don't know, opportunities wise, have you gigged more?
I think that really is just the access to the music industry, if you like, or you know, there's more venues in Manchester. It's more obviously, you know, historically musical city, and in Doncaster, you know, obviously we're incredibly proud of where we come from, and it sort of defined the band, but the opportunities sort of to progress are not exactly there. You know, if you've got Sheffield on your doorstep, but that's sort of the closest place, and I think just maybe sort of even Manchester's a bit more of an inspiring city musically, obviously with its past, and it feels a bit more of a creative place to be, I suppose, to be in a band.
So your sound could be described as punk?
At the heart of it, I think the ethos of it is punk, if you like. I mean, sound wise I wouldn't maybe say punk, but we've always maybe slightly argued that maybe punk isn't a sound, it is more of an ethos, and you know, there's a lot of influence. We've got grunge influences, and like I say, there is sort of, you know, your punk influences in there, so that, I mean, we like to think it's a bit of a mash of things. But
and was that the sound you came armed with, or you know, have you honed it now, is it different?
We wrote maybe 3 or 4, maybe 5 songs to start with, and one song in particular, I think it was called Bad Blood, which we sort of went with, and that was the closest one at that point to the sound we've got now, and it's just sort of developed from there really, you know, and sort of as we've wrote more recent songs, we've sort of used them, and they've sort of, you know, we've used them to evolve our sound, so it has been an evolution in that sort of sense, if you like. You know, we haven't obviously originally started sounding like we do now.
Just could see it. seeing someone is just boom, you totally want to be with that person all the time, and it just, you're just totally enamored of them and you just love them to death, and you know what I mean? It's kind of hard for me to explain true love. You like it when I spend the night? Why?
I don't know.
Because I'm there?
Mm-hmm.
So you can just roll over and I'm there?
All I need is a little time
to get behind the sun and cast my weight. All I need is peace this mind I can celebrate. All I know is something to give.
All I know is something to give.
All I know is something to do.
All I know is something to do.
All I know. Mark is totally great, you know what I mean? Always making sure I'm okay. Can I get this for you? Can I do that for you? And it's just, I've never had that before.
How'd you guys meet?
At the skate park. He was the only person there that actually gave me the time of day.
Me and her can care less what, you know, people on the outside think, as long as we're having fun and doing things that make us happy together. Is like the best part of being together?
Having someone there
that you can totally just tell anything to and depend on, and no, just having you always here for me is really good, and I don't tell you enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You deserve to know it. You're very special.
Okay, don't make me cry, because I'm gonna cry right now.
Memories for people of my age. That's Air, Moon Safari, from the album of the same name. Talking to The Guardian in 2016, Jean-Benoît Dunkel said it was the tail end of Britpop and people were wanting something else. We came along with this psychedelic loungecore music that you'd listen to on a Sunday morning after you'd been out clubbing the night before. And 1 month after Moon Safari came out, we were huge, and weren't they just? It hasn't aged. And do you know what? If it has, it's only for the better. You know, like a fine wine. Had to get in that classic line there, obviously. I won't do it again, it's fine. So we thought we'd stick to the same era. And if you liked Air in 1998, then chances are you probably had this album, Fear of Fours by Lamb, the brainchild of Lou Rhodes and Andy Barlow. Fear of Fours dropped in 1999. At the time, it said the band were pushing out for a different dance sound. Andy had a fear of fours, the 4-4 beat that keeps dance music firmly in its place. He said in 2016, by the time we came to record Fear of Fours, it felt like everything in 4-4 had been done. I've always liked interesting time signatures when you're in 7-8 or 3-4 even. You get a loop that you've heard 100 times before, and it can immediately have a different feel to it. It's a lot easier to find uncharted territory when working with different time signatures. Lou Rhodes has gone on to release 3 critically acclaimed solo albums, of course, and you'll probably have heard those on 6 Music. Really good to revisit Lamb, though. So this is the Northern Soul Podcast. I'm Lucy McNamara, and now let's get back to our interview of the month, The Blinders. I chatted to bassist of the band, Charlie. Who writes the songs?
It obviously sometimes depends from song to song, but often I might come with a lyric and I'll sit down with Tom and say, you know, this is what I want it to kind of sound like, and they'll sort of rip the lyric apart, put it back together, and then we'll jam a song, you know, as a collective, we'll sort of jam things out and formulate the song that way. Other times Tom might come with a more or less fully formulated track, and again then me and Matty will have our sort of our input to that, and it does depend sort of song to song. Recently I've started with the lyrics, especially on the tracks we recorded for us. This album, they've sort of seemed to start more lyrically, and we've seemed to build the song around them.
So if we're talking about influences, what are they?
I mean, it's everyday influences. I mean, a lot's been made of us being a slightly political band, you know, so it is everyday influences. Songs, you know, our interaction with homelessness, for example, is a big sort of inspiration. But we also take, you know, influences from literature, and the tracks we're writing at the moment have sort of been revolved around dystopian sort of novels, which obviously links into the political situation at the moment. You know, books like 1984, Brave New World. We've sort of, you know, taken them and looked at the real world and tried to apply them in a sort of a lyrical sense, so...
Working in the sky. crezcamos juntos con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile. Y amanezcamos juntos con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile. Este cuento se acabó con la tierra que esperaba entre los manojos, manchándome la cara. Amanezcamos juntos con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile. Amanezcamos juntos con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile. Con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile.
The new track from Calexico, the band from Tucson, Arizona. I introduced my Radio 4 colleague to them the other day and he said, oh, these could be good, yeah, because I'm looking at them and they're no spring chickens. And, you know, he's right. I mean, they aren't. They've been around for a long time, 22 years as a band. The Thread That Keeps Us is their newest album. And despite its mixed reviews, that track shows they haven't totally moved away from their enduring Mexican border Texan roots. Before that was, of course, The Blinders. And in terms of sort of the lyrics themselves, where do you get the inspiration? What are you drawing on?
Maybe the first band we got ourselves into probably was the Arctic Monkeys, our generation's band, I suppose you can see them as so. And I think obviously the Humbug album, in that sense, was quite influential towards us when we started, you know, playing instruments.
What are the bands you're championing now and, you know, who are they?
We're big friends of a band called Strange Bones. A band from Blackpool. I mean, they're playing a show with us at the Deaf Institute in Manchester on our February tour. Bands like Avalanche Party, another band. If you've never seen them live, they are certainly a band to see live. Really, they're a band who influenced us massively, and you know, they're like older brothers to us, I suppose. Big fan of White Room as well, from Brighton. They're an excellent band. Write some great anthems, really, and I can't see them not going far, really.
So I was really interested in the Fred Perry situation because, living in Stockport, being around Stockport, we've got a blue plaque on the wall where Fred Perry was born and grew up. And you're involved with Fred Perry and his legacy. So what's the situation there?
And it was one of them, actually. We all sort of woke up very hungover from the night before in Leicester. Got driven to this in-store show. Everyone's a bit like, you know, an early start. And it was actually a brilliant show. We absolutely loved doing it, and we had a sort of good chat with the guys there. And obviously, you know, like I say, Fred Perry's an institution, isn't it? And something that's sort of associated with the music scene and with sort of with subculture. So it's sort of a great honour to be, you know, to be slightly included within that.
So if people come to your show, what can they expect?
I suppose energy is the big thing we try to bring to, you know, every show. We try and make them unique as possible, but yeah, energy and a bit of angst, I suppose. The show's usually quite in your face and full of energy, I suppose, is the way I try and describe it.
Every day.
only fitting there to play the Cranberries, R.I.P. Dolores O'Riordan, a massive part of my generation's youth. But this podcast has been all about the Blinders, the three-piece from Doncaster. And this is something that was written about them. The band attempts to be in your face at all times, smelting loud and visceral political punk rock with enigmatic psychedelic poetry and tones. Their diverse, unique combination of raw music creates the punkadelic sound, which forces the trio to give everything they've got into their frenzied performances, which we've just heard is what you're going to get if you go and watch them, leaving only blood-stained instruments behind. So there you go. There is, for them, a wide range of musical influences. Iggy Pop, Nick Cave, Dylan, The Fall, John Cooper Clark. They've created their own sound and they've permeated it into their live performances. Definitely ones to watch. They've been on BBC Introducing. They've been on John Kennedy's Exposure Show on Radio X, as well as Six Music, Chris Hawkins' Six Music Show. They are a must-see band. They're touring, so check out this website, www.ctickets.com/tour, The Blinders, for tour dates. Meanwhile, make sure you check in with northernsoul.me.uk for more music news and general Northern news and views. The Northern Soul New Music Podcast will be back next month with Glass Case and a whole lot more music. Subscribe for free on iTunes.
With my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping.